Welcome to the Right Division Network Podcast, a production of Grace Family Bible Church in Buffalo, New York. I'm your host, Pastor Scott Morton. And we'd like to thank you once again for joining us as we study God's Word Rightly Divided. We'll be continuing today going through the book of 1 Thessalonians. We are here in chapter number 3. And we've been looking at verse number 13, which says, "To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, with all his saints." And we started looking last week at the issue of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the issue of the event that is known as the catching out of the saints, or another term that is used to describe this event in the scriptures is the day of Christ. And we see that it's only the Apostle Paul that's writing information about this event, because this event is only for the members of the body of Christ, and it's something that it was never made reference to prophecy and has no impact on those who are part of the prophetic program, those who would be going into the kingdom that's going to be established here on the earth. The only individuals that will be part of this event are those who are going to be in the heavenly places with the Lord Jesus Christ, ruling and reigning with him for all of eternity. And we see that the Apostle Paul says a lot about this event, especially as he's writing his epistles to these saints in Thessalonica and gives them information that they need, so that way they can understand what is going to happen. And in fact, in each one of the chapters that we're looking at here in 1 Thessalonians, he makes a reference to this event at the end of each chapter. Now, we know that the chapter numbers and the verses were not in the originals, that these are things that were added by man, but we see how there are multiple references here in 1 Thessalonians to this event. So let's go back to, we're going to look at each one of these now. So let's go back to chapter number 1, and we're going to read here verse number 10 of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 1, and we're just going to kind of go through the different things that are actually said of this event to see what it is that Paul is trying to communicate to the saints in Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verse 10, "And to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come." So we see how there's this issue of how the saints are delivered from the wrath that's going to come. The wrath is the day of the Lord, the moment that God is pouring out wrath upon man. You see how in the book of Joel in chapter number 2, where you can actually go through, see how Joel is giving the information to the nation of Israel related to the event known as the Day of the Lord, and how there are certain things that are going to occur prior to that event actually happening. That's why in Acts chapter number 2, when Peter's standing there on the day of Pentecost, he declares, "This is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel," and shows how the things that were going on in Acts chapter number 2 were the beginning of those signs. So there are some signs that had already started to happen for Israel. There were others that were waiting to happen, and the things that are waiting to happen are related to the sun, moon, and stars, because there's a description of things that are going to happen. And it says before, and those things happening before that great day occurs. So those things have to happen prior to it. What Paul's saying here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 10, is that we are going to be removed prior to that event actually occurring. Now let's turn over to chapter number 2. And here in chapter number 2, we're going to see here, let's read verse 19. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? So, again, reinforcing this issue of that when he comes for us, that they are going to be in his presence at that moment. That's a promise that we see for ourselves, that he's going to be, you know, he comes back for us, and we are going to be in his presence the very moment that he comes back. There's not going to be a wait. There's not going to be something else that occurs. The moment that he appears in the air, we are going to be in his presence immediately as that is occurring. Now, we've been looking at the verse here in chapter number 3 in the issue about how we are going to be seen as that we're unblameable in holiness, and that we're unblameable and we're in this position not because of anything that we've done during our life. We are seen as unblameable because of what the Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross at Calvary. The fact that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the scriptures. How our belief and what he did there is what gives us eternal life. It's what gives us his righteousness. The fact that he took care of the sin issue for mankind. That's the whole issue of what needed to be done. Why it is that he came here to be ministering to man was so that way he could take care of the sin issue and allow for there to be the possibility of there being a relationship with God again, because the issue of sin destroyed the relationship that man had with God. And something needed to be done to take care of that sin issue so that way we could have that relationship. And that's why you see how Paul declares the gospel that I just made reference to over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 3 and 4, what he calls my gospel that's been given to us, so that way we can have salvation today, and how that's the only message that can provide salvation to somebody today. There is nothing else that anybody can do that would give them salvation, that would give them a thing of where they could have that relationship with God. The only thing is to put their trust in what he did to take care of the sin issue. Now let's turn over to chapter number 4. This is where we have maybe the longest description of the event known as the Day of Christ or the catching out of the saints, where Paul gives some of these details here. And we read from verse 13 down through verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. It says, verse 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." Now we see how what the Apostle Paul just said here can be a comfort to individuals, because it's the promise that not only us, you know, who are alive today, but every individual from the moment that the Apostle Paul was ministering and sharing this gospel going forward through today, through all the way up until this event, every individual that has been alive, that has put their trust in the gospel message, is going to be part of this event. You know, so when we have someone who has put their trust in the gospel message and they die, the comfort that we have related to that is the fact that we know that they're going to be part of this event. We know that they're going to be in the heavenly places with him, ruling and reigning. We know that we're going to be there with them again, and that there's nothing that can prevent this from happening. You know, there was nothing that could actually take away the salvation that somebody had, because an individual is sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. So the Spirit keeps us in the body, makes sure that we cannot lose our salvation. So we have that guarantee of our hope. And we see how the Apostle Paul describes this whole event, is that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to descend from heaven. So he's going to appear from heaven. He's going to be there in the air. There's going to be a shout, the voice of the archangel. There's going to be a trump. And then we're going to see the order of what occurs with this, of how it describes that the dead in Christ shall rise first. So those who are dead, who are part of the body of Christ, who are going, those who are, have the heavenly hope, are going to rise first. And then it says, "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds." So the issue of the dead rise first, then those who are alive are going to be caught up after, and everyone is then going to meet him in the air. So that way, the individuals, the immediate thing that occurs with all this is we meet him in the air. We receive, you know, the judgment seat of Christ occurs. There's the burning away of the wood, hay, and stubble. There's the gold, silver, and precious stones that remain. So the wood, hay, and stubbles, all the things that we did, you know, that's the fact of this is us in the flesh trying to please God, doing things that are outside of what the written word of God actually says. All of that is burned away. And the only things that remain, the gold, silver, and precious stones, that's the Lord Jesus Christ had worked through us. That's the word that had been built up in us to allow that to happen. That is what allows for the reward to occur. As that reward is occurring, we receive a glorified body. So that way we can exist in the heavenly places, ruling and reigning with Him for all of eternity. That is what we are looking for. That's the hope that we have. That's the comfort that the Apostle Paul is making a reference to when he says this. Now, as Paul has laid these things out, he also helps the saints to understand that there are some things that have been already recorded that, you know, are not part of what we are, that we need to at least have an understanding of them. So that way when somebody comes and tries to mix these events together, that we can understand that this is not part of who we are. So that's why when he starts in chapter number 5, and we're going to read the first 11 verses, we're going to see how this is not describing the catching out of the saints, but it's describing some things related to the events that are going to occur after. Verse 1 of 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. But in the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. Now, the comfort that we have is that we know that, as we just read, God hath not appointed us to wrath. So when individuals start talking about how, and you hear this all the time, of, well, we're living in the end times, and they start looking at the events that are going on in the world and start saying, well, you know, that's the opening of this seal, or that's this, or that's this, and it's the wrath of God that's being poured out, and all of these different things that individuals are focusing on because they're trying to look at this issue of that it's possible that God's wrath is being poured out, and that everything that goes on, that it's, well, this has to be, you know, God punishing individuals because of what they have done. You know, individuals are teaching, you know, the, you know, COVID-19, which we've been dealing with for, you know, a little over a year now, and saying, well, this is God's wrath being poured out. You know, COVID-19 is not God's wrath being put. We are not appointed unto wrath. And you see how Paul gives this information. Set way, as he says in verse 11, wherefore comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. The issue that there's going to need to be a building up of individuals, so that way they can have that understanding of how what's being spoken of here has nothing to do with the members of the body of Christ on the things of the day of the Lord, because we are not going to be part of that event. That's why you see even how the Apostle Paul begins in 2 Thessalonians, as he has to write to these individuals a second time. You see how he describes in chapter number 1 of 2 Thessalonians some issues of the wrath that's going to come. And let's read verses 7, 8, and 9 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, when it says, "And to you who are troubled, rest with us, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." And we'll read verse 10 as well, when it says, "When he shall come to be glorified in his saints and be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you is believed in that day." The issue that we see when he says, you who are troubled, rest with us. That there's a rest, there's a comfort that we have, knowing that this idea of this vengeance, this punishment, this everlasting destruction, none of this could ever be described as being something that we could face. You know, we are not going to face, when it says everlasting destruction, that means, you know, this thing of where it will, it's the lake of fire, where somebody is being put in there to be punished for all of eternity. And when it says everlasting, it truly means everlasting. You know, that there's, you know, not going to be an end to this destruction that's being made a reference to here in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 1 and verse 9. You know, those individuals facing this are going to be fully experiencing the things that are the wrath of God. That's why I made that point of the fact that we are not appointed unto the wrath of God. Now, this event, and when I say this event, I'm now making a reference back to the catching out of the saints, that this is a glorious event, you know, something that is, you know, ends our dispensation, and is something that we really are looking forward to, because this is what has been promised to us. This is when we are going to receive the hope that has been promised to us, and the fact that we are going to be in the heavenly places, ruling and reigning with him for all of eternity. Now, next week, we will actually probably finish finally chapter 3, verse 13. And we're going to discuss the issue of him coming with all his saints and what it is that the Apostle Paul is actually making a reference to with this. So now as we close here, I'd like to remind everyone of our website, which is www.gracefamilybiblechurch.org. And on our website, we have a number of study articles. We have audio files of some of our Sunday messages. We have information on how to join our Sunday service live as it's being broadcast on Facebook. Information about how to join our Wednesday night Bible study through a conference call option as well. And as always, if you have any questions or comments on anything on our website, anything on our broadcast, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And until next time, keep fighting that good fight of faith, preaching this message to this lost and dying world.